This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
A doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, let's ease into some advanced medicine with Dr. Rashid Batar. Dr. Batar, I've been on the road for so long, I hardly know I'm at home studioing. So I'm going to turn the show over to you. I'll be back in about an hour. How's that? No. Well, Super Don will be with you.
Don and I are going to talk. Super Don and I are going to talk about other things then, huh?
Yeah, I know. You guys make it up as you go. Hey, you know what? This is a good topic to start with because I always love chatting with you on this. There's a headline here from the Natural Blaze. Is there a relation between good faith and good health? Good faith and good health. I mean, there's plenty of bad news about all kinds of things in the world. And I think this is a kind of a good news story. I don't know if it's intuitive. Everybody goes, oh, of course there is. Or if a lot of people go, oh, I didn't know that. But I thought it's a good way to start because you wrote about it in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. The whole idea of a spiritual toxicity. If something is absent or present, too much, too little.
Yeah. You know, this is one of those topics that when we start talking about it, we end up spending a whole hour on it, and then we haven't covered any of the other stories, and then the next time we do the show, then we also continue with that thought process. So it is a area that, like you sometimes say, you say we go places where other people don't go, but this really mm-hmm. is one of those topics that I think medicine should, as a general, medicine should look at more, because the state of your mental health, and first thing I want to do is define good faith. That doesn't mean whether you're a Muslim or a Christian or a Jew. That's not what they're mm-hmm. talking about, by the way. So this is a picture for everybody to understand that.
Yeah.
You know, it means good faith, meaning having a good basis of faith. And what we're talking about, the spiritual toxicity, my definition of spiritual toxicity, you and I, Robert, many times have talked about this before and how you came up, you grew up in a different tradition of religion, as did I, and yet we're almost synonymous in our thought process. It's really that when spiritual toxicity, when you have spirituality that becomes toxic, there is a difference between religion and spirit, being spiritual.
Super Don, wait a second. Hold on. Super Don, do you agree with Dr. Batar? Did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to know, because this is a topic Super Don likes to chime in on, and I think I almost heard Super Don talking right through you in that one.
Oh, really? Okay. Because religiosity and spirituality are not synonymous, as many people think it is.
They're polar opposites for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Without a doubt. Because here's the thing. A person can be very spiritual, toxic, but outwardly to everybody else, they're very spiritual because they're very religious. But that's not true, because if a person feels – but let me back up for a second. Do you know that there are more people that have been killed in the name of God than any other cause of death? I mean, this is appalling to me that so many – you know, because my God's a God of love. And your God's a God of love, and mm-hmm. Super Don's God's a God of love. So then if God is a God of love and of mercy and of compassion, then why have more people been killed in the name of God? It makes no sense. And the reason is because we've got the factor of man, and all the monotheistic religions and most of the other religions teach that man is created imperfect. Now, I mean, I'm getting more into, you know, the religious aspect of it, but the point being, that spirituality that is toxic is when one individual feels compelled to convince another person of their thought process and is willing to become aggressive or do it in a coercive way, do it at, you know, the cost of whatever it is, as opposed to what I believe spirituality, what I think Super Don would agree with me, is mm-hmm. it, through spirituality is when the quote that I used in my book where Confucius said, we should take, maybe it was Buddha that said, we should take every opportunity we can to preach and never open our mouths.
Hmm. I love that one, too. It's so powerful and profound. If you let that, like, trickle over you, right? You pray on it, contemplate on it, whatever you do, meditate on it. Because what does that mean? It means you live your faith as opposed to beat people over the head with it.
Exactly. And it's not just your faith, Robert. It's, you know, you do the same thing, okay? You preach every opportunity you can. And, of course, you do open your mouth because you're
I babble a lot, yeah.
But outside the radio show, I see how you live your life, okay?
Mm.
So we are trying to be the embodiment of what we preach, which is good health, exercise, eating clean, staying away from that type of thing. It's the same thing. You preach every opportunity you get, whatever it is, whether it's your religion, spirituality, or whether it's, you know, politics, whether it's health, whatever it is, it's education. But you never open your mouth. You let patients see how you are, and they want to emulate you because they see you as the example that they want to follow. And that is, I think, we should all, as mankind, remember that if we want our children to grow up the right way, we need to preach and never open our mouths. We need to be the example. We want to be, like Gandhi said, be the change. We want to be that change that the children want to follow so that others want to follow what we do because of the way we live our lives, because of the way we hold our heads, because of the way the dynamics of society, the way we deal with it.
I like to be inspired. You know, it's not every day you walk through life and you see somebody that inspires you. It's a momentous occasion. You go, wow, that I'd aspire to be that or do that. Something about that. Like rekindle something in you, the spirit that flows through you, right? And it was interesting. Last week we were at the Trinity School of Natural Health. You were on with us, and we were interacting with some of the naturopathic students. And these are the traditional naturopaths. We talked about the difference between that and allopathic naturopathics. And yet I saw in the students, I mean, they're all wonderful, nice people, but very few of them cared enough to go to places that would fulfill their physical needs in terms of food in a qualitative way. They were going out to the same old restaurants that I used to go to before I woke up, you know, 27 plus years ago. And maybe it's part of their learning process as well. But I said, what kind of patient or client do you think they'll attract if they're going out to eat garbage food during the day and yet they're going to try and teach traditional naturopathic principles, you know, the rest of the time? What kind of client do you think is going to be drawn to them? Because if I witness a doctor eating garbage, it's not likely I'm going to consult with them on good health.
Yeah, it's like looking at the cardiologist who's giving you a lecture about stopping smoking, and he's got cigarette ashes on his lab coat, you know, or having an overweight doctor trying to tell you the importance of being slim and exercising and being in the ideal body mass index. And so in other words, it's hypocrisy, and a minister that or a preacher or a rabbi or a malvi or an imam or whatever that sits there and preaches one thing, but then is in the back room, you know, smoking crack or, you know, doing whatever.
Extreme example, but yeah.
Well, okay, look, let's use an example. Catholicism, okay, and again, I'm not trying to beat up Catholicism, but, you know, when they talk about some of the things in Catholicism, and yet you look at the rate of priests being pedophiles, it makes you wonder. I mean, it's not the percentage, I have no idea. Super Don, maybe you can quickly do a search and see what the rate of pedophiles among the Catholic
we don't know, but
it's a problem. High.
Yeah,
it's a problem. So you start looking at these types of things, and then you start thinking, well, is it a problem with maybe the church and the impossible constraints that these men are maybe put into? And not that it's a justification at all. My point is, there's again things that we start to look at, and we start to see, how is this embodiment of what we want others to do, and why would anybody want to convert to Catholicism when they see this type of incidents? Again, I'm not trying to beat up on Catholics, so please, I'm sure, Robert, you're going to get 100.
No, yeah, we're going to get like the Catholic hate mail. But no, we're talking about examples of, you know, we talk about living our faith in a sense. At a certain point, you know, people say, well, why do you live the way you do, Robert? Well, I lived differently prior to the wake up call that I got in my health as a young man. And I saw other examples, a living example in particular, who became a teacher of mine in homeopathy that was doing it differently. And I had tried all the allopathic stuff I knew and that I lived with and grew up with. And I thought, well, it didn't work. Let's try it. Now, maybe I made a leap of faith right? That concept at the beginning, because I'd never really heard of organic food and what that meant. And then I'd never heard of homeopathy, and I tried it. So my leap of faith was to go, okay, I'll try it. All right. It didn't resonate badly. It was new and exciting and interesting, but I didn't know. And as I, you know, moved through the experience by taking that leap of faith, finding out that, hey, there was, it reminds me of the Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, the one with Sean Connery in there. Remember, he had to take a leap of faith where it looked like there was nothing there. And then when he took his step, there was actually a stone bridge across the chasm. And so as I stepped into the natural medicine realm, I found there was a stone to step on. And in fact, every time I had that faith to take another step, until the point is I no longer needed faith, I had a knowingness about the path I was on. Does that make sense?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And this is where a conversation that I had with a friend of mine, Greg Provenzano, great guy, and he came up one day and we were having a conversation. He said, he told me that I didn't have faith. And I thought that was interesting, and he said it again, and I'm listening to him, I'm thinking about it. And he said, what, you're not going to argue with me? And I said, well, no, you're a friend of mine. And if anybody else, maybe I would have been a little bit aggressive, but I know he's a friend of mine, I know he cares about me, so I know that there was a reason he was saying it. So I'm thinking, and I said, well, I'm trying to understand. And he said something very profound. He said, you don't have any faith because you know. And people that know, they're beyond that faith. And, you know, I started thinking about it, that this is what my staff calls walking into the fire. And they know that I will walk into the fire because we talk about, that's a culture that we've created in our clinic, that you walk into the fire. You know, if a person starts having a Herxheimer's response, the tendency is to stop the treatment. But wait a second, we got to walk through that fire to help that person come through. And if you know what you're doing, that certainty is there. And that's exactly what you're talking about. And that is a wonderful place to be at. And I think every human being has that capacity. They just have to first have the faith and believe, and then that knowing will come as the next step. It's an evolutionary process that happens.
Yeah, perhaps that's, you know, where the article is leading here, health and faith. They talked about meditation, socialization. I mean, maybe they're talking a little bit about the religious camaraderie, you know, when you find people that believe like you and you can hang out. And there's some semblance of a commonality. Perhaps that's helpful in terms of socialization, not feeling isolated and alone. But ultimately, you know, the movement beyond faith, I guess, is what we're talking about here. And I know for some that might be a controversial topic, but I wanted to bring up that example in my own life that, yeah, I had to take a leap of faith. But at this point now, when people hear me speak on subjects, when they hear you, Dr. Batar, speak on subjects, they're like, boy, they're not speaking from faith. You could tell that guy has walked that path and knows what he's saying, and it's a different vibration that comes from that. We'll continue this discussion. I love talking with Dr. Batar about this. We may go into Advanced Medicine 101 when I ask him about inflammation. Is there a difference between good and bad and what that is? It's one of the stories I'd like to cover. It's in the notes at robertscottbell.com. You can also go to drbatar.com. Learn more about advanced medicine there.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Each and every week at this time, we go advanced medicine on you with Dr. Rashid Bitar. Again, links are up in the show notes. If you ever miss one of these special episodes each and every week, you can go to medicalrewind.com. Easiest way to plug into hundreds of hours of advanced medicine. Great conversations we've had over the years. Sometimes great questions of the day. Sometimes callers even. And it's the gift of healing that keeps on giving, Dr. Bitar, from faith to knowingness and now to social interaction. Here's a question I have for you, because this next story is kind of squirrely a little bit. I sort of get where they're going, but I want to ask your perspective on it as well. Headline reads, social interaction could boost chemotherapy's effectiveness. Now, my question is, if the chemotherapy's effectiveness is based on its cytotoxicity, does it enhance it or detract it? I'm not sure where they're going.
Right. Well, this is, you know, obviously we know that if they're trying to say that, it's an absurd correlation. Really what happens is that we actually experience this in our office. When patients sit together while they're going through their treatment on a daily basis, there's camaraderie that's formed. There is having the similar experience and going through the same trials and tribulations. And when they share with each other, there's a commonality, and that common denominator helps them to get support from each other, and it helps them to elevate their spirit. It helps to elevate their thought process, and if one's down, then the other three will pull that person along, and they form this friendship that sometimes lasts years after the treatment's completed, and you know the cancer is just a bad memory, and no longer dealing with that issue, but they still, those bonds that they formed, they still continue to have that friendship. And I think that's what they're really talking about. And of course, they've attributed it and turned it back to saying the chemotherapy made it more effective. It has nothing to do with chemotherapy. It's right. Just the relationship that people established together.
Yeah, I was thinking about the camaraderie of going through it. Like you said, would strengthen resolve. Maybe you'd be more able to withstand, again, the cytotoxicity. I mean, it's cell toxic, and the point is, if it were to make it even more toxic, that's not necessarily more effective because you're playing a game of chemotherapeutic chicken with the life of that body, right, that the human soul is in at that point. Can it survive the onslaught? And so having a camaraderie, friendship, and kinship going on at that point could probably strengthen your resolve, strengthen the healthy cells to withstand some of the assault.
That's exactly right. And I think that the more this type of observations made, and if they feel like that they need to do research on this, I think this is true with all aspects of social interaction. When you have people that do things together, whether it's in a club or, you know, book club, chess, whatever it is, there's camaraderie that's formed and people's moods improve because there are other people that share the same preferences, the same thought process, the same whatever it is. It's a sharing. So if you are if you're a weightlifter and you are in a society that only runs, you're going to feel pretty alone and isolated and you know, feel, you know, everybody's going to look at you like you're a mutant and there's something wrong with you. But if you are in a community with other weightlifters, you're not going to feel that way. So it's, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter whether it's going through chemo or you're talking about any aspect. You know what I mean? If you're a Hispanic person living in a all-white community, or you're a white person living in a Hispanic community, you may feel a little isolated. So that it's one of those type of things. It's whatever it is. You know, one man among all a bunch of women. Well, actually, that might be a good thing.
we were almost like that at the naturopathic show. Me and my buddy Paul, who was on last week with us, we were like, you know, 10% men, 90% women. Awesome! So, no, we were okay with that.
Right. So, that was fun. Anyway, it's an interesting correlation, of course, that they pulled out and made it sound absurd that chemotherapy is,
it was a funny headline. So. Oh, and by the way, speaking of like the faith to knowing this, there are many friends and family members out there that may not listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show or know Dr. Bitar and advanced medicine that we do, and they may have faith in chemotherapy, weirdly enough to say it that way. Now, if they make that selection, that choice to go that path, and you might have knowingness that it's probably not the ideal route to go, but they're not willing to accept that because they have faith in a different path for themselves. All I would ask, and if you really love them, is just to keep loving them and support them in their decision as opposed to, you know, make negative comments about it that could kind of take away from their survival potentiality, even if they're making a choice that you don't believe is best.
Yeah, and that's an important part that we're very conscious of in our office. We never, ever, during my initial consult, I never tell a person what they should or shouldn't do. I just give them information and let them come to their own conclusion, because that's a really, really important component that you bring up, Robert. So
yeah,
the power of influence that we as providers have and the patient's ability to be autonomous is very important. We need to distinguish that.
Yep, love them no matter what, and they'll have a better options as far as moving forward, whatever happens, whatever transition. All right, folks, we got a lot more advanced medicine to do. I'm going to query Dr. Bitar, going back to Advanced Medicine 101. When is inflammation good for you? Because they always say, bad, it's all bad. Is it all bad? Could it be good, and how do we support it?
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking, and the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help.
In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8222 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you can't get enough of Dr. Batar, and let's face it, who can, right? Come and see him at the Truth About Cancer Live 2017. Our buddy Ty Bollinger has invited him back. I don't know what he was thinking, Dr. Batar, but you're invited back.
I think Ty must have Alzheimer's or something, or the onset dementia, and he forgot.
Old-timers from Ty. We'll have to talk to him about that. No, I'm glad you're coming back, and I know a lot of folks are really excited to see you there. Orlando, October 5th, 6th, and 7th, and it was just a phenomenal event, unlike any other we had attended before. So many people and so much great interaction, and there's more of that to come. Plus, those of you indulging in food that is actually good for you, it's all organic. And Dr. Batar, my wife was there with Charlene and Brianna, and they were there testing the organic food dishes. And my wife, all she could say is, oh, my gosh, wait till you get there and eat the food. And I'm thinking,
wow.
Who needs Batar and RSB? Just eat the food.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly.
That's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be fun. We're going to get in.
I'm actually.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say I'm going to actually give the – I think you and I talked about this before. I don't think we talked about it in the air, but I'm going to – my topic is actually the subject of a new book that I've been writing, and I'm very excited about it because I think it's going to be a definitive work when it comes to what happens with a patient that has cancer, and it actually is applicable to all disease processes and how it all starts from what we just talked about, which was the emotional basis. So the spirituality aspect and the emotional psychological aspect, and they're very close. I've actually split those off. That used to be the fifth toxicity, used to be emotional, psychological, and spiritual, but then I split it off, and now spiritual toxicity is the seventh toxicity, emotional, psychological is the fifth toxicity, and we're going to be talking a lot about that and how to resolve it.
Nice. That's going to be exciting because these are the things that are often the stumbling blocks, even when you think you're making all the right moves to get you well, and there's something energetically lingering in the background or deep within you. You can't acknowledge, or maybe it's too painful, but it's there. And when you resolve that, then miracles occur, sometimes instantaneously.
Absolutely. It's a cathartic event, and I've actually experienced this with patients when doing the infrared respiratory reflex injections to help them breathe better. And you will see that when they start breathing all of a sudden, it's such a fast onset, they will have this cathartic effect and they will start crying. And they look around and they don't even know why they're crying, but it's an emotional release. And there was pent up emotional burdens that were sometimes, you know, 10, 15, 20 years old. And of course, now I don't want to open up the can of miasms, but now when you talk about miasms, that's a you know, generational memory. So. We won't talk about that. I don't know.
No, but it's let's plant the seeds for future discussions and your presentation at The Truth About Cancer. A lot of mysterious manifestations in organs and organ systems can be related to what you've just described, the spiritual toxicity, emotional, mental, psychological as well. And there is a major impact on the physical body, the structure and its function. So we'll leave it at that, but sometimes it can be cited or spotted due to inflammation in those areas. But the great controversy, at least for this article, is it good for you, is it bad for you? The big eye or inflammation? Because so much of modern medicine is about anti-inflammation. Is it always appropriate to be against inflammation, or is there a protective mechanism associated with it?
Is that a rhetorical question? Are you going to keep on going, or you want me to say something about that?
That's your cue, baby.
That's my cue. Okay. Well, I just missed that. That ball was thrown up, and I'm still standing there, and it's already gone over the hoop, and it's bounced out of court now.
All right. Well, blame Super Don. I don't know what happened.
Well, you know, it's the whole concept of inflammation, anything that the body does, by definition, has to have a role to it. Just because we don't understand it or just because we think it's good or bad doesn't mean that there's not a reason that the creator, the ultimate engineer, put it in place. So inflammation, when you have something that hits your leg, for example, let's say a hammer hits your knee and it swells up. Well, that swelling is a protective component that allows for the joint to become less mobile so that you don't further exacerbate that injury that you've just sustained. And so that's the example of inflammation playing its role to be protective. And there's many other aspects of that. There's aspects of inflammation from the healing process, how wounds will close, from the infectious process, et cetera, et cetera. There's many different things. It's chronic, insidious inflammatory cascade that is started that really is the detrimental thing. And I don't think that the natural process in the body is ever chronic. It's because we do stupid things to create that cascade to continue. For example, you know, you get injured and then you take an anti-inflammatory, so you get a false sense of security that everything's okay, and then you go out and you re-injure it because you didn't, you know, you didn't have that normal protection of the pain receptors being firing, and then you think that you're okay, and you go out and re-injure it. And you see this a lot with college athletes, professional athletes. So that's an example of recurring inflammation. And then, of course, the other aspects of chronic recurrent inflammation is really based upon how you eat and how you live your life. And, in fact, the article even goes on and talks about that. And it was an interesting conclusion. Did you notice that, Robert? I don't know who this guy Pearson is. I guess he's a physician.
Mm-hmm.
He says people are always looking for a test and a pill. Says Pearson, what we need is some good advice and perseverance to work on our lifestyle, and that's exactly the key. That's a very profound statement. And again, I don't know whether this is health news from NPR, so this is more mainstream.
Yes, it is.
Than non-mainstream. So it's actually a really good.
It's one of those breaths of fresh air that occasionally come out, like, you know, we talk about the broken clock being right once every day. But, you know, sometimes these articles that have legitimacy will come out through mainstream media, and we'll acknowledge them just like we're acknowledging this one. And I guess, you know, my thought on this, too, in recognizing an acute injury like a hammer blow and the inflammation that's protective and part of the healing process, if it goes what we call into a chronic state of inflammation that never goes away, is it the body going awry, or is it, as you said, the lifestyle that we're leading is so wrong that we can't ever get out of that cascade, and it becomes, I don't know if I call it habitual, because you think about conscious decision, but the body is doing what it's doing and the inflammation is never going away because something that we're doing or not doing is not allowing the healing to actually complete.
Did you do this on purpose? Because this is exactly the subject of the book. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Dude, you know, when you're asleep, I sneak over and I read your notes.
No, Robert, seriously, it's so funny how this is exactly, I mean, we didn't plan this. You know, truth is stranger than fiction. So anyway, you know, this is interesting. Thomas Pearson is actually a cardiovascular epidemiologist, and he is also an author of the AHA CDC recommendations for the University of Florida Health Science Center. He's also involved with them. So it's interesting. Mm-hmm. This is an example of one of the good guys at the CDC.
Right.
Where he's not talking about recommending pills, vaccines, or a test, but rather we need lifestyle modification. And that is the truth. That's exactly the right answer.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
It comes back to what you were saying too, that sometimes, you know, this lifestyle modification aspect, it's some of it's conscious and we can control, but some of it isn't conscious. Some of it we're not even aware of. And becoming aware of the problem first is the key. You can't solve a problem or you can't win a battle unless you first recognize that you're in a war, or that you're, you know, you can't break out of a prison unless you first know that you're in jail type of thing. So
yes.
That's the first aspect, is to identify and realize and recognize what the problem is. And then, as they say, that's half the battle. And now you can then finish the rest of it. And that's really the subject of the whole book.
It's all
about conflict and how to identify it.
I've already read it, and it's awesome. Good job. I don't know. We're just wavelengthing. This is what we do together. What can you say after all these years, right? So I'm really thrilled that that's coming out, because it still needs to come out in many ways. And of course, the way you wrote that international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, it's very moving. It changes people. It gives them, you know, not only we talk about the hope, the faith, but again, the ability to then walk a new path, and then to go beyond the faith to knowing this. And that's, you know, much of what we try to impart, and there's stuff we acknowledge we don't yet know as to why we're still here. If we knew it all, we'd probably poof, we're not here anymore. But we're going to enjoy our time while we are here, are we not? And point out these things and bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs. Now, this next study, interestingly enough, is out of Canada, and it could relate to the inflammation, and it could relate to the issue of cancer, because it's saying that cancer, the evidence is that cancer is a lifestyle disease largely caused by, guess what? Food. Now, this is like, whoa, this is not good, because what about all those people that say it's all genetic? Well, they might be partly right, because the food your ancestors ate caused epigenetic expressions that were different, but the food our ancestors ate do not resemble what's called food today for most people in the Western world.
Yeah, and so, is it really the food, though, or what we do to the food, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
how we so we manipulate the food, and we change the food, and we pasteurize it, and we homogenize it, and we irradiate it, and we genetically modify it, and I don't even know how we can call it food, but yes, that's the biggest thing. And then our patterns of how we eat, and so I completely agree with this, and I would probably further it, Robert. I know you would agree with me. It's not just the food that we eat, but it's also what we drink and what we breathe. It's a combination of how we're changing our environment. And in fact, the Presidential Cancer Report in 2010 that came out was the one thing. It was 240-some-page report, and their conclusion can be summarized in one sentence, and that sentence was that cancer is an environmental issue, and we need to do something about it. And that's actually going to be my introduction to President Obama when I'm speaking before him in October, right after the cancer conference.
I'm scratching my head on that one. That's incredible. Let's introduce him. But, you know, somebody should tell him that, you know, after that 2010 report, why did he promote a cancer moonshot with Vice President and then Biden, which had almost nothing to do with environmental issues and all to do with advanced studies into various forms of chemotherapy.
Well, I'm going to probably
not bring that up.
Tone it down a little bit. Well, I am going to actually bring up that, you know, people can have differences and opinions, but we need to look at our commonalities and come together with those at least.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to basically talk about the seven toxicities and talk about the importance, you know, from a health perspective, and then introduce the cancer report and go on
way
that
cool.
route. But
way cool.
Yeah.
By the way, on the food issue. Food used to be fat, protein, carbohydrates, minerals, trace minerals, you know, in the proteins, amino acids, all the basics, right? Building blocks and things. And then in the 20th century, we started saying, hey, let's add synthetic this, synthetic that, whether it be pesticides, additives, colorings, preservatives. What do you expect the cells of your body and the microbiome is going to do impacting something that it never had experienced in the history that we know of on planet Earth? There's going to be inflammatory protective responses. And if that continues on and on and on and on, the inflammation never goes away. Guess what? The cells become aberrant. They go rogue. They never die. That's called cancer. And it relates to what? They call food in this article what Dr. Bitar and I recognize as not exactly food like food used to be. Folks, get back to the food as it used to be, and you'll see cancer diminish to the point where it was a rare manifestation, like years ago.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
In the show notes, robertscottbell.com will take you. It'll say Hour 2, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bittar. That'll take you right to Medical Rewind. There's a hyperlink so you can listen to hundreds of hours of shows. You got lots of catching up to do if you're new to the show. And I know we get new listeners each and every week. So you don't need to binge watch Netflix. You need to binge listen to Medical Rewind with Dr. Bittar here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, click on his picture. It'll take you right to drbuttar.com, drbittar.com. Get the lead out. In the 1970s, early 70s, they were starting to realize that lower IQs were happening in the inner cities everywhere where people were sucking down exhaust from, you know, these leaded gasoline cars where it concentrated in the cities. And they made unleaded gas. Well, come to find out, it leads in a lot of the water supply. Biggest thing, Flint, Michigan, in the last year or two, and other systems. Now, it's not only lead, but we've talked about, and Dr. Bittar has written extensively about mercury. We've also mentioned cadmium, aluminum, arsenic. There's a whole lot of heavy metals that are causing havoc on a whole lot of people. But children, we've seen IQs lower, but now there's an article here, Dr. Bittar, on Natural News, talking about high lead exposure in childhood leads to more crimes or criminals as adults, these same children.
Well, we know that the studies that have been published with even low-level lead showing a substantial decrease in IQ. In fact, they found that low-level lead toxicity was more detrimental. I'm not sure why, but low-level lead toxicity was more detrimental to IQ than high lead levels. I think it may be something perhaps where it's similar to the homeopathic principle, perhaps. I'm not sure. But they did find that this was actually published over a decade and a half ago. And I think, Robert, you know which study I'm talking about, right? It's a pretty prominent study. It was published in the...
I think, you know, you talk about at low-level exposure, you got aberrant dysfunction. You know, you're still very functional. It's not like you're debilitated in a wheelchair scenario. But there are higher functions that are corrupted by the presence of lead. Not enough to kill you, but certainly enough to alter cellular metabolism. And what is it impacting in terms of brain neurological health? Or on some level, we talked about a governor or limiter on behavior that is seemingly removed, for instance, people that are put on SSRI medications, where they might have had suicidal ideations and thoughts, but they wouldn't act on them until they're on an SSRI. And then they go shoot up a school or something. So I wonder if lead has something to do similar to that, just speculating.
Yeah, exactly. I completely agree with you. I think it is. We know that low-level lead has been associated with a decrease in IQ function. And to, I think that when you're dealing with a behavioral issue, there is a, as you said, there's an inhibition of, or a reduction in inhibition. And so when people don't, they don't hold back. They don't understand the consequences for their actions. And that's usually a function of lower IQ, lower intelligence. It's just like when you have a little baby, a baby may not understand the consequence of, spitting or throwing something, whereas an adult does. And so, you know, we say, well, the child doesn't understand. Well, it's a similar type of concept. It's a maturity concept. There's a cognitive function here too, obviously, but there's a learned behavior aspect. There's a societal norm aspect. And so lower IQ means basically that those societal norms and the behavioral, able to restrain or constrain oneself from an impulsive type action is reduced. And so it would make sense that those are the people that are indulging in things that may not be considered to be normal by society standards, i.e. criminality and other types of things like that.
Sure, and remind folks that the whole basis for IV chelation was a discovery about getting the lead out of bodies, was it not?
Absolutely. It was in the 1940s, 1950s in car workers, actually, that, where they were finding that they were trying to do a study, actually, on removing lead from these Detroit car workers within the manufacturing plants. And what was interesting was that they found that there was a correlation between the people that had heart disease and that had symptomology, and as they were removing the lead out, there was a reduction in their symptomology. And that was really how the concept of chelation began. And we now know that it's not just lead. There's many other metals in play here, and mercury and lead are very detrimental to the nervous system specifically. So removing the metal, getting the lead out, is very beneficial, and we should all be doing that.
Absolutely. And, folks, if you're not sure how to do that, you just keep listening every week to Advanced Medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Bittar. You can submit your questions by phone, leave a message, 866-939-2355, or go to robertscottbell.com. Again, archives at Medical Rewind and, of course, SoundCloud, GCN, etc. Dr. Bittar, another fine episode. Thank you, my friend. Please tell them what they need to know before we got to go.
The power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.